JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, baptism and birth of the national hero George William Gordon commemorated. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a tip for the new year. Let's go Roundabout JA. The bicentennial of the baptism and birth of national hero George William Gordon was recognized on Wednesday, December 30, at the National Heroes Park in the form of a floral tribute. George William Gordon, who was instrumental in the Morant Bay Rebellion in 1865, was conferred with the Order of the National Hero in 1969. But this stalwart's birth date, up to now, has been somewhat of a mystery. It was previously believed that George William Gordon was born in 1820. However, new research indicates an earlier birth date. Genealogist Donald Lindo, who has done extensive work on the hero, says there are numerous references, including Clinton Black's History of Jamaica, that suggests that Gordon was born before.
For many years, people who wrote about George William Gordon referred to his birth date of about 1820. Well, I figured that couldn't possibly be 1820, because in 1836, when he was only 16, he owned quite a lot of property. And I did research at the Registrar General's department, and I found this entry: George Gordon, baptized 15th December, 1815.
Mr. Linder says the document suggested that the vestryman justice of the peace turned national hero would have been about 3 months old at the time of his baptism. He also traced the hero's lineage and points to a number of descendants that include family names such as Rose, Thwaites, Davidson, and Munn.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy, so no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Culture inherently affects all aspects of human life and forms the basis of our values, objectives, and outlooks for the future. That's why Outcome 4 of Goal 1 is geared towards building authentic and transformational culture. Visit vision2030.gov.jm and find out more. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
In those days, the streets of Kingston used to be washed, sweeped and washed by tractors. So Kingston was a very pretty place. Even Maxfield Avenue, where I used to live, and I used to live downtown as well, used to be swept and washed. And people never used to eat on the street. No cooking could go on the street. No street people. So I tell you, we were very, very careful of our health in those days. Now, you can eat anything, anywhere you want, on the street.
And here's a tip for 2016. Do you have a New Year resolution? No matter how many you've made in the past, make another one this year and try your very best to stick to it. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And on our community notice board, Jamaica Youth for Christ will host its annual Genesis Praise Fest concert at Southborough Primary in Portmore on Friday, January 1, beginning at midnight. Tickets are on sale at Music Mart, Genius Pharmacy, Portmore Mall Pharmacy, Brian's Bookstore, St. Jacob Pharmacy, Lifeline Pharmacy, and the Jamaica Youth for Christ office at 2 Acacia Avenue, Kingston 5. Call 618-3579 for details. And that is where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.